Okay guys, so it's like 12:30 a.m. right now and people are celebrating a new year. Somewhere I just read that time is a human construct, and if you think about it, basically we're celebrating something that we made ourselves and something to help for our own benefit, you know. Which kind of makes me think about our own existence as such, you know. Like when people say like, "Oh, Jim, he's a nice guy," or "Kevin, he's a sad person." Wow, all the references, the names that I just referred to, are from the TV series Office, The Office, which I'm a huge fan of. Okay, that just came to my head. That's the first name that just came to my head. But the point I'm trying to say is that, if you just take the instance of Michael Scott, from the DC's Office, he's a person. He's the funny guy in the room, right? He's always making pranks, making people laugh, cracking jokes. Might be it doesn't work, the jokes don't work, but he does it anyway. And you know, beneath all that, there's this overwhelming sadness and loneliness that he feels, which basically, against which this humor acts as a defense mechanism. You know, and like that is something which I want to talk about, you know. I don't believe that human beings can be given these attributes, can be defined by certain attributes. We are all beautifully complex in our own way. So, like when you're saying that a person is a so-and-so person, you're generalizing. You're basically limiting him. And what happens to the person who's hearing it also is that he thinks, wow, people like this version of me, so I should keep being like this. And he does. But the problem is, you know, it's an attribute, like being funny or being good or you know, being angry or something. Some characteristic of if people enjoy a certain characteristic of us, and we try to imbibe it and always project that particular characteristic and stick to the definition that people give us, you know, we lose our real identity, and our real identity is that of a complex being. How can you simplify something so complex as yourself? With that thought, it's me, Jitin James. This is 2 a.m. Thoughts. Thank you.